You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Now on RNIB Connect Radio, it's Guide Dog Blogs, and we welcome back Caroline Thomas. We've heard about four of Caroline's dogs today. We will be hearing about the most recent one, Storm. Stormy boy, yes. Caroline, thank you very much for joining us. Can you tell us a little bit about, well, as before, the first time you met Storm and what it was like?
Okay, I met Storm. It's all set up because Look East on the television were doing a feature on guide dogs, and I met Storm while we were on the television. So it was all filmed, and Stormy burst into our living room very excited, and he was adorable. Got very expressive eyes, and of course the whole thing was being filmed, so we were all a bit uptight. My daughter was about 6 or 7 at the time. She became the star of the show, unfortunately, but it was more about Storm. And I trained with Storm at home on this occasion because there was lots of things going on in the family, and I hadn't got anyone to take on my daughter while I was away. I would have been away. So I found the training quite different in the sense that it was fitting in with my daily life. But we qualified in 2 weeks because we were able to get through all the criteria much quicker. Storm was a very hard worker, but he had this most amazing face. He would, if he didn't like something or he wasn't sure, he would raise his eyebrows. And I could almost feel this through the handle. So I knew what he was thinking. I knew what he was observing because of this movement he would make. And it was actually his eyebrows going up.
With a name like Storm, you have to have the personality to deliver, surely.
Yes, he was a bit of a tornado at times because he would burst into a room quite excitedly. While we had him, we had a pet dog called Cooper. Cooper was a rescue, and he didn't know how to play. He'd had quite a bad life, and Storm taught him to play. And he's a very playful dog, Cooper, now. Unfortunately, he's missing Storm because we lost Storm at the beginning of October, which was a bit tragic. But Storm used to do all sorts of funny things. We had an aftercare visit from one of our local trainers, and as we walked down the road, I talked to my dogs all the time, and I was telling Storm that we were going to go through the churchyard. He stopped opposite the churchyard, and we needed to walk on to get to the crossing. And do you think I could get him to that crossing? There was no way he was going to go across the crossing because he knew we were going through the churchyard. And in the end, I had to go with what Storm wanted, knowing we were being watched for an aftercare visit, which was quite embarrassing. But fortunately, the trainer found it very amusing and we were quite safe.
I was wondering, maybe he wanted, did he not fancy going through the churchyard? Or was it just kind of, was there something that he spotted?
No, it was just that we got to the churchyard. Yard was the opposite side of the road, and you reach it before you reach the crossing, and he just wouldn't go to the crossing. And the churchyard is quite pleasant. You can go in there and you can sit on a bench if it's nice, or you just walk right through and come out onto another road. And it was just a nice area that he liked, but there was no way I could get him to that crossing. He's got his mindset, and that's what we were going to do.
A stubborn Storm, you could say.
Yes.
Now, he sounds already quite amusing. Did he have any other kind of working skills that stood out to you that he particularly did well when he worked?
He was very quick at learning routes. And if I adjusted a route, he didn't particularly like it. He liked to stick to the set journey that we were going to do. We did a lot of things children orientated. So we would go swimming 4 or 5 times a week. We used to sit behind a glass panel so you could see into the swimming pool. So every time he saw my daughter, he'd make this dirty smear on the window because he could see her and he was watching out for her, obviously, and was quite excited. But the other thing we used to do is used to go to Norwich Sports Centre for swimming, and I had to sit up high in the balcony. And again, he would seek out my daughter so that he could check on her. And it was quite amusing just watching his face as she was swimming across this huge pool.
Good thing is he didn't fancy jumping in.
He didn't like water.
Oh.
No, he's the only dog I know that didn't like water. We live 3 miles from our nearest beach. And the first time I took him on the beach, he hid behind me. He wouldn't go. We eventually managed to get him to run along the beach, but he wouldn't go anywhere near the water. And if he had a bath, he was the most indignant dog ever. And I think we only ever managed to give him 3 baths in his entire life.
Again, with a name like Storm not liking water. Any other funny habits that Storm had?
He's quite cheeky with people. If people were slow and they were in front of us, he used to nudge them, them hurry up, or make them jump so that they would move out of the way. That was quite an amusing one that he did. Give them a good nudge. Come on, I want to get on.
I love that.
Yeah. And once we were on a bus and I gave him a biscuit and he dropped it. It sort of went under the seat, so he couldn't get it. But when we were coming home, we happened to come home on the same bus and the biscuit was still there. And he shot under the seat and got the biscuit before we sat down.
I mean, I love how the biscuit did survive still after all that time.
Oh, well, I was surprised, but it did.
Have you given much thought to whether you're going to get an ex-guide dog at the moment? Are you just seeing how things go?
I'm on the waiting list for another dog. I've been waiting for 18 months. It's a long time. I didn't expect it to be as long, and I didn't expect it to be so stressful. I am a very good long cane user, but I have a balance problem, and to use a long cane for a distance doesn't work for me. So I'm without any independence at the moment, and I didn't expect it to be as hard as it is.
But we are hoping you'll get another great guide dog, and you never know, another amusing character will be fantastic. But thank you very much, Caroline Thomas, for joining us and telling us about all your dogs on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.